Satnam, everybody, and welcome. October 8th, 2013. 8 is pranic body, number of the infinite. Turn it on its sideways. So whenever we are needing assistance, Yogi Bhajan is telling us to just look from another perspective. He says, stand on your head, turn on your side, turn your thoughts, your feelings, your desires, whatever you're experiencing, he's saying, open it up and be like the eight. Make space for the infinite. That's what I just heard him start the call off with, telling us with, on this 8-day, make space for the infinite by knowing that with every breath, we're not only breathing oxygen, which is just, he's saying, the life support system for this space bubble planet, but the real fuel, I hear him saying, is the prana, the pranic field, which he's saying is light. And I've been sitting here looking at the astrology and thinking about light and how to talk about light, becoming light beings, because light is one of those words like love. Who knows what it really means and how we actually embody that, activate it, become the light, become these higher frequency beings. So he's telling us right now that when we actually become present with every breath to the prana, to the field of the infinite, when we look at things from a different perspective, from the perspective of inside out rather than outside in, then we're able to experience light, which allows us to expand. So the infinite is expansion. And another word Yogi Bhajan's telling us for light is expansion. And as we expand the light in our pranic field coming into our physical body, the fifth body, and bring the prana, the awareness of the infinite prana, into our body, mind, spirit complex, we can literally start to fill ourselves with these new frequencies of light that are coming in. But he's telling us that it begins with our conscious awareness that what is available to us, because he's saying that our awareness, our consciousness needs to, basically our free will needs to reach out to the pranic field that's around us. It's our consciousness, it's our awareness, it's our sense of our own light, our own infinity, that has to create the field of attraction, the pranic, like a magnet, that we become magnetic, the magnetic beings that we are. And when we're holding the breath, the pranic field, and we're magnetizing with our consciousness, with our awareness, magnetizing that infinite field to us, now it can start to expand into us, and it can clear anything that's obstructing us from moving forward into expanding into the frequencies that we're moving into, that we're receiving, that we talk about when we talk about astrology. It's the current astrology, it's all just the frequencies that we're receiving at this time to calibrate to the ascension journey, to the field of ascension. And our consciousness starts with our own free will. So what I've been contemplating as I've been reading about the astrology today is, how can we break down these symbolic words into doable, and in compassionate communication we say doable requests. So how can we break down these abstract concepts into doable requests so we can actually work with the field of consciousness that we're in ourselves and really maximize the results? So we can break down the word consciousness by saying free will. First, be conscious. The most important thing to be conscious of is the fact that every single person, every person that's achieved a human body has free will, and there's a distinguishing factor between, and Yogi Bhajan used to talk about this, between animals and human beings. So the quantum leap into incarnating into a human body from the animal realm is that now we have free will, where animals are intuitive, animals are instinctive. I meant instinctual beings, where they just are instinctually connected with the world around them. They don't have the awareness that they're separate from the world around them. They're just instinctually know that they're just part of everything, and they trust. So out of that comes this space of trust that they have in how to move and be in the natural world, where when we move into the form of human beings, we now have the privilege of free will, but it also sets us up to be, so to speak, influenced, programmed by external forces telling us that things are a certain way. And because we're dependent as humans on being trained by other humans who maybe have been out of connection with the harmony of the earth and the Gaia force of the planet, and out of connection with their own instinctual connection to their intuitive nature, things have gotten really out of balance on the planet. So we're talking about 6,500 years of patriarchy. And with all this Libra energy and the powerful Libra new moon that we just had, what we're really working with is how do we basically correct the balance of nature, our inner natures with the outer nature, our inner nature becoming part of the world around us. What are the corrective mechanisms that need to take place so that life can once again thrive and we can be the happy, joyous, ecstatic, blissful beings that are receiving so much beautiful, infinite, pranic energy through our breath, through our being, through the cells in our body, that at every moment we're lit up and our cells are so lit up that we become that radiant being reflecting the Christed light, reflecting the brilliant light of a master being walking in a physical body. So that's what we're really talking about with the astrology that's happening. So again, breaking down the concepts such as, okay, how do we radiate light? Okay, well, how do we embrace light? How do we understand what it is? So that's what I'm contemplating and talking about today, is breaking down these concepts so we know, okay, and we remember that the world is reflected from the inside out, not the outside in. So how do we proceed to basically change? Moving from the Piscean to the Aquarian age is that change of conscious awareness that things start with our free will and our internal state of mind, but we're conditioned to believe that we have to follow all of these exterior guidelines that somebody else put into place in order to survive. So what's really coming up on the planet right now is moving out of this fear of survival, and it has to do with things like recognizing that GMO foods are not something we want in our environment. That's something that is causing us injury and harm. It doesn't support our survival. So the awareness of people protesting against GMO foods. I just saw that they banned GMO foods on the big island of Hawaii. Yay! That's so wonderful. So the inner awareness, moving into the Aquarian age, into the inner awareness of what expands us and supports life and brings more light into ourselves, once we become more aware of that within our own personal base, our own inner identity, then we can make choices that support life, and then we can influence the world around us, like banning GMOs and not eating GMO foods, and becoming aware that that's something that doesn't support and expand life. It's not congruent with the pranic field of the infinite that we want to live in. We want to create a safe environment for us to live in. So what we're really becoming aware of right now is, as a collective, as a humanity, is there's more and more awareness on what's safe and what isn't safe and what kind of world we want to live in and how we're going to put boundaries around the forces of, so to speak, darkness that are damaging the life force. So we're moving into the awareness of the collective, that we have to work collectively. We have to link our minds and our thought forms and focus on and meditate on that which brings life, that which we really want, so we can focus on having our own individual gardens in our yards or in our porches or our windowsills, even have our own pot of herbs in our kitchen or something. So the more we focus on what we want and don't give energy to that which we don't want, in other words, don't support it, don't buy those foods, and we talk about that, of course, with the internet. Now we have, everybody can have information instantly. Now we're joining together as a group mind, and that force of the light of the group mind is actually like Pac-Man swallowing up the darkness, swallowing up those forces that would damage the life force, so that we can move into being the radiant beings that we are, that we have this period of time called the ascension frequency, this ascension window, where we can move into embodying in 3D, in physical form, our mastery and become ascended masters, and as the planet herself ascends. So this is a very specialized period of time. So we'll talk a little bit about how this is showing up in the astrology this week. So we have Venus is moving out of Scorpio. We've been talking about Venus and Scorpio. So we're moving, Venus is moving into Sagittarius. So Sagittarius is the archer. He shoots his bow, he shoots his love, like the arrows. And that creates, it's the ninth house, so it creates expansion, transformation. So we're moving into more transformation. We've been in this deep period of introspection, this deep Scorpio. We talked about Inanna going into the underworld, coming into the denser vibrations of 3D. Now, how is she going to get out of them? So what we've just been talking about, what releases Inanna, the archetype of the ancient Sumerian goddess over 4,000 years old, with the wings and the staff, the kundalini staff, and the wings moving into higher frequencies. So how we get out of the ignorance of being trapped in the underworld, or the illusion that we're trapped in these dense frequencies of 3D, that we're only limited 3D beings. So that's what Venus moving into Sagittarius is showing us, how we actually, we've been doing this deep introspection, this deep Scorpio. So now how do we actually move into the transformation? Now we've understood our shadows, our pains, our feelings of being trapped. So now we're getting liberated. We're transforming. We're moving into that which releases us. The ninth house is miracles and mysteries. So we don't even know how transformation happens. It just comes from a deep understanding and acceptance and a release. And then we can be, through the mysteries of the expansion of light, we can be transformed into that which releases us into the higher field, that releases us into the higher frequencies, that makes us feel lighter, makes us feel our own mastery more, makes us feel more connected to the world around us in a mysterious way, makes us feel the power of the nature around us. So then we've got Mercury conjuncting Saturn. So Mercury's the mind, how we formulate our thoughts. And Mercury's also the messenger. It's that which carries us across to, say, as we'd say, to whatever, to the pranic field. As yogis, we can say that. So it's conjuncting Saturn. So again, we talked about Saturn being Kronos, or the timekeeper. So it's a different type of relationship to time. When we're in the ninth house or the ninth body, remember, with our 10 bodies, 11 being mastery, the ninth body is what? The ninth body is the subtle body, that which takes us, the meditative mind, that which takes us beyond the illusion of being trapped in time and space. So as we reconfigure our minds with that which releases us from the illusion of being trapped in time and space, now we're able to feel our life bodies more and get that feeling of more freedom. So let's just go ahead and take a breath and just feel these energies that I'm talking about, this Venusian energy. Beauty, love, harmony. How do you experience love in your life? What harmonizes you with those feelings of love? Sagittarius, the fire energy. What lights your fire? And then the mind. How do we recalibrate the mind with the higher frequencies of infinite, of the infinity, of the infinite, of timelessness, so that we're not locked into the pattern of being bound by the limitations of the sufferings of time. So breathe into that and just feel those feelings in your body. Good, good. And just let the light expand. It's the expansion of light with the calibration with the infinite, which is expansion, that takes us out of the agony of the limitation of the illusion that we're locked into 3D, that we're only 3D beings rather than the multidimensional beings that we are. Good. So just breathe. Good, good. Mm-hmm. Good. And then this has, then there's also a T-square configuration with Pluto. So again, that's the Inanna, the underworld. So what's in your underworld? What is it that binds you, that you feel is, you know, maybe tearing at you, or maybe you need to just release it? What is it that takes you down, literally? It's the Pluto. It's going to take us down so that we can unwind our attachment to that illusion of being bound down. Our own underworld. So just feel into that. So this is what we've been working with this whole last period of time. So it's a Uranus square Pluto. Uranus is the individual identity. It's the revolutionary. It's the one that takes, it's an outer planet. It takes a long time, 84 years for a revolution around the sun. So when it aspects to something, it's very powerful. So we've got this Uranus-Pluto aspect. And remember we talked about having this same conjunction in the mid-60s. It was in Virgo, so this was free love, the age of people getting connected with their own individual identity, their Uranus. So it's the individual identity in relationship to the whole or to external authority. So we're taking back our power. We're taking back our free will. It's reversal of fortune from looking outside of ourselves to external rules that may no longer apply to us, to the freedom of the connection with our own infinite source, our own soul, our own source of light. So this is the birth. This is the birth of the Aquarian age. This is is the birth of the paradigm of moving into this frequency field, which we're calling the fifth dimension, the ascension field. So just keep breathing and feeling this transition that started in the 60s called free love. Well, what is the freedom? What is the love? The freedom is our breath expanding with the pranic field, our knowledge of what we can do with our own free will, our knowledge of how we can actually pull love into our very selves, those places of ourselves that maybe we don't love, maybe we judge ourselves, maybe we judge others, and to know that we have that opportunity to now balance with the Libra, balance the internal with the external, so we're not so attached to what the external world looks like around us. We're more attached to working with our own internal world, so we feel balanced with allowing that world to spill out around us, allowing ourselves to feel more compassion if we see suffering around us, rather than feel that we're taken down by the suffering around us. So our inner world can expand, our compassion can flow out to the world around us. So just keep breathing that and breathe into your heart chakra, lifting up on your diaphragm, rolling your shoulders up and back. Good. And just allow yourself to experience with each breath that you open your heart, and with each breath you're breathing compassion for yourself and for others, so that you become a field of compassion. You become the ascended master that's radiating compassion into the world. And wherever you go, you're a bubble of compassion that expands, and you leave a trail of compassion. Like Hansel and Gretel leaving the breadcrumbs. So leave a trail of compassion so that others can find the light, others can feel the way. So it's the time is about calibrating the thoughts and feelings so that what you think and feel in your body, mind, soul, spirit, divine, trinity, triangle, complex, consciousness is congruent. It all flows. Your thoughts flow with your feelings, flow with your body, flow with your heart, flow with your breath. So you're really, we're moving into the feeling of being a living flow rather than something that's static and told do this, then do that, and then later you're going to get that. No, in this moment we're receiving the flow of abundance, the flow of compassion. So whatever it is that you want to accelerate in your life, that you want more of in your life, that you desire in your life, when you breathe that in from the field of the infinite, then that comes into you, and then you can expand it within your own self, within breathing into every cell. So now that's the world that you're walking into. We walk into the vibrational frequencies that we hold inside ourselves is the world that we walk into. So just good. Keep breathing. Opening up your heart. Expanding your heart. Good. Good. Nice. So the new moon of Libra that we just had is about rebalancing these relationships. So the rebalance, the repolarizing, is rebalancing really within our own internal selves. So once we can feel rebalance within ourselves, then we can be aware of what we choose to add to the mix around us. Like I said, I used the example of GMO foods, but it could be anything. But the first step is this rebalance within ourselves. Then once we're balanced within and centered and grounded in the light of our own souls, then we can feel the world around us and the connection that we're all living in this field of light. And we can feel that we're moving the balance of being interdependent with the world around us, with others. So now we're just bringing that into balance more and more with each step. with each person, with each situation. So we had the whole kind of concept of codependency back in when all the self-growth stuff, well, when did that start, like the 80s or something, and oh, it was bad, you shouldn't be codependent, and you know, we never even heard that word before, but now we're codependent, you know. So we're coming kind of out of, like, we're interdependent. So, yeah, once we have our connection with our own light, the power of our own soul light, now we can be aware of how to share that with others. So the whole kind of codependency thing, we're moving out of that label, which is like a judgmental label. Oh, you're bad if you're codependent, if you're not completely independent. Well, nobody's completely independent. So we have this redefining of what we're actually working with at this time. We're redefining what balance is. We're redefining how to work with this Uranus energy, which can be sudden, hidden, unexpected. It can happen suddenly. It can bring change suddenly to our own lives and to the world around us. So we're talking about how to get out of these linear programs and how to live in, like we were just saying, in the multiverse, this multidimensional world. I do also think it's interesting to see what's happening in the media and the world around us, and of course how it reflects the changes. And my son and I did go see the movie Gravity. I don't know if anybody's seen that. We can talk about it in a minute. But I thought it was, what I thought was interesting about that movie with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney was that they were trapped in space, and it was about how they were getting out of this space station, out of these different satellite space things in space, how they were getting back to Earth. And it was just the two of them. But I thought it was interesting that it was also metaphysical, as well as the action and the drama, and they kept you know, my attention, meant to keep your attention during the movie. But there was these scenes of looking at Earth and saying how beautiful Earth is. And so I thought it was interesting how they had, you know, the kind of quote-unquote normal Hollywood drama to keep your attention, but they were introducing these metaphysical concepts about, like I said, about looking up the sunrise over Earth, and it was kind of, at the same time there was all this drama, there was contemplation also. So for me that was an interesting mix of what we're talking about, how these forces are coming into the media, coming into our world more and more. And so a lot of it for Sandra Bullock to escape and make it back to Earth, she really had to keep controlling her mind, which was, to me, one of the main messages of the movie. She had to take control of herself, and she had to keep coming back to what she could do, how she had to manage her own mental state to control these, of course, it was Hollywood, these impossible odds that kept coming, you know, one right after another. But again, I thought this was a very interesting reflection of the having to control your inner state of mind to be able to manage the crazy outer world. So she had to manage her mind in order to be able to function in this environment. Again, first we have to control our mind. The mind follows the breath, and the body follows the mind. So how she had to control her mind in order to perform certain activities to survive in this hostile environment. So to just breathe and always notice, like, okay, how is my breath correlated to what I'm thinking? And how is my body feeling? And where is tension? And what's happening? How am I perceiving the outer world around me? This is what we're really learning as we're moving into our mastery, as we're learning to move into these ascension energies that are happening on the planet right now. And the astrology is intense. We have very intense configurations, but it's a time of managing this greater and greater intensity. And we are being pressurized. So how are we managing the inner and the outer pressures so that we get jet-propelled, pushed into that next level where we're able to stabilize our consciousness with these higher frequencies so we can experience more love, more light, so we can experience that pure, so to speak, divine light or Christ light or whatever we like to call it, light of Shiva, light of Shakti, and how we can have every cell of our body dancing with this light. So that's the transition we're going through. Oh, that's just a little bit a little bit of how to calibrate with this rebalancing, with this Libra. So let's go ahead. I'm going to actually move to where my iPod is. And see how we can work with balance these energies and keep breathing. I'm going to just call up the chant we're going to be working with. We've been working with the Rama Dasa, so go ahead and breathe all the way up from the center of the earth, Gaia, up through your feet, all the way up to your heart, at the top of your head, connecting with the heavens and the earth. The ah sound opens up the heart chakra. Rama da sa, pulling at the navel. Sa se sohang, upper chakras, for those who aren't familiar with this meditation.
Rama Das, Yeah.
Perfect meditation for balancing the upper and lower chakras, heaven and earth, body, mind, and soul. So Yogi Bhajan suggesting that we continue that meditation this week. And would anybody like to share before we complete for today? Hello?
Hi, Tudakiran. Satnam.
Satnam.
I just wanted to share my gratitude with you and everyone on the call, and to say that I'm a first-time caller, but a long-time listener, and what a different experience.
Oh, great. Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful.
Satnam. Thank you so much.
Satnam. Okay, beautiful. Well, it is a couple minutes after 2, so we have our directions from our master this week, and I'm feeling really beautiful, a lot of expansion of light from the call and with everybody working together. So thank you for the Shakti Activation Light Team workers, and we'll look forward to connecting with you in the astral planes during the week and on the call next week. So thank you, everybody. Satnam.